I tried the row house directly across from Carmen's apartment and found myself face to face with a stooped old man wielding a baseball bat. He was beady-eyed and hooked-nosed and had ears that probably kept him indoors when the wind was blowing. "Batting practice?" I asked. "Can't be too careful," he said. I identified myself and asked if he'd seen Morelli. "Nope, never seen him. And I got better things to do than to look out my damn windows. Couldn't have seen anything anyway on the night of the murder. It was dark. How the hell was I supposed to see anything?"
"There are street lights back there," I said. "It looks to me like it would be pretty well lit."
"The lights were out that night. I told this to the cops that came around. The damn lights are always out. Kids shoot them out. I know they were out because I looked to see what all the noise was about. I could hardly hear my TV, what with all the noise from the cop cars and the trucks. The first time I looked out, it was because of the motor running on one of them refrigerator trucks, like from a food store. Damn thing was parked right behind my house. I tell you, the neighborhood's going to hell. People got no consideration. They park trucks and delivery cars here in the alley all the time while they do personal visits. Shouldn't be allowed."
I nodded in vague affirmation, thinking it was a good thing I owned a gun, because if I ever got this crotchety, I'd want to kill myself. He took my nod as encouragement and kept going.
"Then the next truck to come along was a police wagon, about the same size as the refrigerator truck, and they left their motor running too. These guys must have gas to burn."
"So then you didn't really see anything suspicious?"
"Was too damn dark, I'm telling you. King Kong could have been climbing up that wall and nobody would have seen."
I thanked him for his help and walked back to the Jeep. It was close to noon, and the air was crackling hot. I drove to my cousin Rooney's bar, snagged an ice-cold six-pack, and headed for Stark Street. Lula and Jackie were hawking wares on the corner, just like always. They were sweating and swaying in the heat, yelling out intimate pet names and graphic suggestions to potential customers. I parked close by, set the six-pack on the hood, and popped one open.